You got a nice... outfit here. What's going on here?
Hey, man, trying to dress like Dan. I told him I got to outdo him, so that's what we got on. He got to come to work. Got to come to play.
How are you enjoying this experience, being here, and especially at this red carpet honors?
You know, it's just something that happens every year. I don't enjoy it as much, but sometimes it pays the bills. Just because we're not in it. We're not, you know, our team's not in the thick of things, and therefore, you know, you have to come in, show face, but you don't really want to. It's one of those things, just because, you know, you want to do something, you want to have success, you want to feel that you are, you know, a part of something.
How's your off-season going? I saw you've been in England, Scotland.
I've been everywhere. I haven't been sitting still, you know. Time waits for no man. Work is the same. They both go hand-in-hand for me. I just work as hard as I do on the field as I do off the field in different and various things. And, you know, going overseas, I do the whole NFL UK thing. Coming back, Sky Sports had wanted me to do a drop for them. I'm going to be doing this Sunday on their television station. And also, you know, in the next coming week, I'm going away too, back overseas, but I'm not telling you where. It's a mystery.
Can I guess it's going to be Paris, Paris Saint Germain?
It's not there yet. Okay. That's not yet. That's coming, but that's not it. Okay. It's much further. Okay. Much further.
Keeping us a mystery. By the way, you did wear a kilt. I saw that.
I did wear a kilt. And it was really cool too, because you know, every time I go somewhere, I want to get involved into their culture and dig down deep into it. And the kilt was just a part of that culture that we was just, me and Emmanuel was playing with, and it came to form out something bigger than what we thought it would be. So I thought it was pretty cool.